Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day. And this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, I want to apologize for my raspy voice. I had my husband's 40th birthday party and had the most amazing time. It was completely worth it. So I guess we'll call it a sexy voice. I don't know. Well, just whatever it is. I feel like I should try singing in it, but probably not. All right. So I just want to thank you guys so much for being here. And today I want to chat with you, especially because of the time of year, right? There is so many things going on, and maybe so many things that we're trying to fit in before the holiday season, or there's just extra things in our lives that are going on. And this is really that point when you start to realize if you are interested or committed in your goals, especially with January 1st coming up. I think this is a really important topic to talk about because there is definitely a difference between interested and committed in becoming the person that you want to be. And I know so many very interested people, and it can often get really confused because interested can feel like committed, right? It can be the I want to, or someday I'm going to, but we have that someday in there, or we're leaving the window cracked open. So even if we are saying that we're committed, in the back of our mind, we actually feel and think about the way out, right? Like we think about a way to not do it. It's like, okay, yeah, I want to do that public speaking event, or yeah, I want to start that project, but you have a literal but. You have a but in the back of your mind. Like, yeah, but I may not do it because I'm not going to set a firm date. I'm not going to put the money down on the venue. I'm not going to announce it to the world. I'm not going to fully commit, right? A commitment is a 1,000,000% yes, where I've talked about this before, you put so much on the line that you can't let yourself off the hook. This is what committed people do. And you often do it in the heat of the moment. And that's how you have to do it. It's like when you get that soul hit, you got to go put that money down. You've got to go announce it to the world. You've got to tell everyone you can. You have to go invest in that coach. You have to put those dates on the calendar for that event. You have to buy the ticket, you guys. You must do this. You have to buy that training program. It has to be uncomfortable, or you are just one of the committed and one of the interested. And I want to talk about what the difference between interested and committed looks like, right? Let's compare these things. So the language of interested is someday I will, or I'll try that, right? Or here's my obstacle and why I can't, but this is what I want to do. So committed is I will, I am, here's the date, and it's solution-based thinking at all times. There are no excuses, right? So in being interested, we are kind of seeking excuses without realizing it. We're going down our list of why we can't. And when you're committed, you don't even look at a list of why you can't. You only look at your list of why you can, why you will, why you must, and how you will find a solution to every obstacle or block that will come your way, because they are coming, right? But you don't look at them as why you can't. You look at them as things to work around. And a lot of times those obstacles can actually be additions and blessings, because they will provide teachings for you on what you're going to give to people. So those obstacles and blocks that you're feeling are exactly what you're going to share with people, because they're going to get the same ones when they go to do the same thing that you're doing. So you're just meant to go through them and think of solutions. And the solutions are the blessings that you teach. So without those blocks and without those obstacles coming, what value would you offer if you didn't understand how to go through them? You'd be teaching from a place of not understanding. So in order to really teach and to have people feel the energy of you understanding, you do have to go through it yourself a lot of times. So that is the difference between interested and committed as far as the language, right? Interested, again, I'll try someday. Here's why I can't. Yeah, but this is happening, or this is coming up, or this person said this, right? And committed as I am, I will, here's my date, and I'm only looking for solutions, right? Here's why I'm going to overcome it and why I must. So in someone who's interested, they are going to continue to seek people and the connections in their life who support their excuses. They're going to look for those people who say, yeah, I do get it. You know, that's why you might be struggling, or I totally get why you can't accomplish that goal. Or do you really think you can accomplish that goal? And in committed, you're going to seek out the tribe that is not going to tolerate excuses. They're going to say, what are you talking about? An obstacle. That's just something that's going to add value to you. Like, that's offering you something. Where's the lesson in that, right? So you're going to seek out that tribe who's not going to tolerate those excuses and who's actually going to help you transcend and help you see the value in all of the challenges that are coming your way. So as far as your weekends, you guys, the difference between someone who's interested and committed and their weekends is with the interested people, most likely they eventually are going to start to look for ways on how to numb out as to why they feel bad about why they are not committed, right? They're going to say, you know, next week I'm going to take action on starting that project or doing that thing. But for now, I'm just going to drink this wine because it makes me feel better and I don't want to think about it. Or, you know what, I'm just going to go out all weekend, or I'm going to go find that tribe that supports my excuses. So the weekends are more about numbing out and just stopping thinking about their goal. And when you're committed, you're going to look at, you know, but when Friday comes and you're tired, instead of numbing out, you're going to say, what is a better way to recharge? You're going to learn more about yourself. So it's not that you aren't going to maybe slip up or do some of those things that don't love you back, because that's completely normal. I do them all the time, but I also have a fast comeback rate, right? I'm like, okay, well, that didn't work for me, and that really is not helping me move forward on my goals. So what is something that I can do to recharge? What's a beautiful way that I can take care of myself? What's something I can do to make a little extra space to feel better so that I can truly commit to my goals even a little bit more this next week? Do I need more room for creativity, right? You're constantly looking at what you need in order to stay committed, right? And not fall back into that interested category. So that's what the weekends look like when you truly are committed. So like I was saying before, when you're just interested, you always leave the window cracked open. There's always a way out in your brain. When you're committed, there is no way out. You know that you have burned the boats. You are stuck on that island. You have to take over the island, right? Like Tony Robbins always says. And you have to burn the boats. You burn every single excuse. You no longer look for a way out. You are in it. This is it. You're moving through it. It doesn't matter if you pass out, throw up, trip, look like an idiot. You have committed to every part of the journey. So that's the whole thing, you guys. When I commit, it's not like, yeah, I'm committed as long as I feel good about it. Or, yeah, I'm committed, but if I screw up, or if people make fun of me, or if I get a lot of backlash, or if I get a million bad reviews or comments, then I'm out of here. No, I have literally thought my way through that before they've happened. Like, this is what I'm here for. No matter what comes my way, I'm literally in this. It's my purpose. So my purpose is to go through all of those things that are coming my way, right? So there's the difference there. So another one is, when you're interested, you worry about what people think all the time. You spend a lot of time wondering what people will think of your creative project, what people will think when you bare your soul, what people will think when you do that Facebook post. And when you're committed, you worry about not fulfilling your potential, and you worry about what your creator or source or not fulfilling that thing in your life, in your soul, what the consequences on your deathbed will be. That's what you think about, is I want to step into my potential. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave the world a little bit better. I want to make an impact on people. I want to make sure that I leave people a little bit better than when I left them. That's what you worry about. Your worries feel so purposeful and so good. It's not the worry of what people will think and how hurt am I going to get, and am I going to be able to come back from this? It's just, I want to leave a legacy. I want to live into my gifts. I want to feel what it feels like to be connected. I want to know that I made people feel better. And that is the difference, you guys, between being interested and being committed. So I know that you guys are committed. I know it. And now it's just about living in to that future self, right? Starting to take action from your future self who is committed. What would she or he do right now? What would she or he say to you right now to make sure that you stay committed? What window are you leaving cracked open that you need to close and you need to burn the boats? Who are you hanging around that is not fueling your desires but is allowing you to live into those excuses? Where can you seek out that tribe that's going to not tolerate those excuses and see who you really are? How are you going to start thinking solution-based thoughts instead of thinking of excuses, right? How are you going to start using language of I will, I am, and this is the date that I'm doing it. This is how I've locked myself in. This is how I'm going to make sure I'm showing up. So you guys, I know you're committed. I want to hear your committed actions. So make sure you're Insta-storying me or just putting it on a comment on my page to let me know what your committed actions are. And I cannot wait to hear. And again, I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for this podcast and that I get to connect and talk to you and be on this journey with you because this is what it's all about. So you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.